NASA's Artemis II mission is set to be the first crewed mission to the moon since 1972. The Artemis program is named after the Greek goddess of the moon and aims to establish a sustainable presence on the moon by the end of the decade. And Artemis II is the second mission in the program, following the Artemis I test flight, which successfully splashed down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego. Now, Artemis II will be crewed by four astronauts, and they'll travel to the moon in the Space Launch System rocket on top inside the Orion spacecraft. The mission will involve the astronauts spending about a week on the moon's surface, conducting a variety of scientific experiments and demonstrating technologies needed for future exploration of the moon and beyond. One of the main goals of the Artemis II mission is to test the sustainability of human life on the moon. And this includes testing the ability of the astronauts to live and to work on the moon's surface for an extended period of time, as well as testing the ability of the spacecraft and other systems to support the crew during their stay. The Artemis II mission will also include a number of scientific experiments, including studying the moon's surface and its resources, as well as searching for water ice that could potentially be used to support future lunar colonies. Overall, Artemis II mission represents a major milestone in NASA's plans to return to the moon and establish a permanent presence. And in order to fly to the moon, they have to be inside the Orion capsule. And they have to use avionics, the aviation electronic system of the Orion spacecraft for the Artemis II mission, and that it's been designed to be more resilient and fault tolerant than previous spacecraft. This is especially important for the Artemis II mission, as it will be the first crewed mission to the moon in over 50 years, and the first ever to include a long-term stay on the lunar surface. To ensure the safety and reliability of the spacecraft and its systems, the avionics have been designed with multiple redundant systems and features. For example, the avionics system includes multiple processors and power sources, as well as a number of sensors and other components that can detect and respond to potential failures or malfunctions. If a problem is detected, the system can automatically switch to a backup system to maintain the overall operation of the spacecraft. Additionally, the Orion avionics system includes advanced software and algorithms that can monitor and analyze data from the spacecraft in real time, helping to identify any potential issues before they become a problem. This health monitoring capability is a key part of the spacecraft's ability to operate safely and reliably over an extended period of time. Now, overall, the avionics system of the Orion spacecraft for the Artemis II mission is a critical component of the spacecraft's design, helping to ensure the safety and reliability of the mission as it takes humans back to the moon for the first time in over 50 years.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And they're preparing the Artemis II mission with the original Artemis I mission, the Orion. And they're preparing for Artemis II with the Artemis I mission. The Artemis I mission. Now, they're preparing for Artemis II with the Artemis I mission, which was an uncrewed test flight of the Space Launch System rocket and the Orion spacecraft. And the primary purpose of the Artemis I mission was to test the capabilities of the SLS and Orion systems in preparation for future missions to the moon. NASA used the data collected from the Artemis I mission, and it's evaluating the performance of the SLS and Orion systems, and it's identifying any issues that need to be addressed before the Artemis II mission starts, which is the first crewed mission to the moon. This will involve analyzing data from a wide range of systems and subsystems, including the avionics, propulsion, structures, and other systems. The Artemis I mission will also provide an opportunity for NASA to test and validate various technologies and techniques that will be used in the Artemis II mission and future crewed missions to the moon. This will include testing the spacecraft's ability to navigate and communicate in deep space, as well as testing the performance of the crew module and other systems. The data collected from Artemis I mission will be used to ensure that the SLS and Orion systems are ready for the challenges of these historic missions and to help pave the way for a sustainable presence on the moon. And NASA plans to have people living and working on the moon in the future. The Artemis Lunar Habitat is a spacecraft being developed by NASA as part of the Artemis program, which aims to establish a sustainable presence on the moon by the end of the decade. The ALH is intended to be a flexible and modular spacecraft that can support the needs of astronauts during long-term stays on the lunar surface. And one of the key features of the ALH is its ability to sustain a small crew of up to 4 astronauts for extended periods of time. The spacecraft will involve living quarters, a kitchen, a laboratory, and other amenities to support the crew's needs. It will also be equipped with systems for the support, including air and water recycling, as well as systems for waste management. The ALH will also be designed to be compatible with a variety of lunar surface transportation systems, such as rovers and other vehicles. And this will allow the crew to explore and conduct scientific experiments across a wide area of the lunar surface. In addition to supporting the needs of the crew, the ALH will also be equipped with a number of scientific instruments and other payloads that will allow the astronauts to conduct a variety of experiments and studies on the moon. This will include a study of the lunar surface, searching for resources such as water ice, and testing technologies that could be used to support future lunar colonies. Overall, the Artemis Lunar Habitat is an exciting new spacecraft that will play a critical role in NASA's plans to establish a sustainable presence on the moon, and it's designed to support the needs of astronauts as they explore and conduct scientific experiments on the lunar surface, paving the way for a new era of exploration and discovery on the lunar surface. Hey, thanks for listening. I do appreciate your support. Make sure to hit the subscribe button on your podcast platform of choice, and I'll see you next time. Take care.